Welcome home.
What's up, homies?
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Welcome Home. It's episode 32. 32, right? Wow.
Is it?
Yeah. Getting up there.
Damn, 32.
32. We couldn't make this journey without you. New listeners, returning listeners. You know, we thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy what you hear. If you do, leave us 5 stars. Nice written review. Share it. Let a friend know. Let everybody know. And be sure to click the link down below in the episode description. That's going to connect you with all things 812 Media Productions. You're going to find our YouTube there. Make sure you're subscribed because we got new episodes of our shows dropping every day. On Monday and Wednesdays, we have Dolan Eats.
That's me eating shit. Not like actual shit, but you know, stuff I've never tried before.
Have you tried shit before?
No.
Would you want to do an episode eating shit?
Absolutely not.
Alright, well, count that out. Monday and Wednesdays, Dolan Eats. Tuesday and Thursdays, we got Robbabye Baby. That's an ASMR experience featuring Rob. He's going to tell you some fun tales and whisper you off to sleep. And then on Fridays, you're stuck with me, Crossfaded Cooks. Cooking up a bunch of different shit, using spices, seasonings, marinades, cooking chicken, beef, pasta, really anything.
Do you cook pork?
I'd cook pork. I don't see why not. Okay. I always, okay. You know, pork slips the mind. I cook pork, some carnitas, okay. Pork tacos or something.
Yeah.
Get some shit going. Crossfaded Cook.
What about lamb? Did you cook lamb?
Ooh. Well, I mean, I've never actually cooked lamb or eaten lamb, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah, but, I mean, I suppose I could give it a crack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Be on the lookout for it, folks.
Yeah. Crossfaded Cooks. Catch it on Fridays. All of that is on our YouTube. There's also 812 Gaming out there. Bunch of great stuff. Make sure you're subscribed. It's going to link you to our partner, Smooth My Balls. Guys, if your balls aren't smooth, get your balls smooth. Use our link below. Use our code 812HOMIES. That's 812HOMIES. And it's going to get you a nice little discount on Smooth My Balls products. And then it's going to get your motherfucking balls smooth. And lastly, it's going to link you to our Patreon. $2 of your support could help support the dream. We really appreciate it and we really thank you for that. Your support is what's going to help take us bigger and better places. Bring you guys more of what you want, more of what you love, and more of us. It'll connect you with the socials as well. Make sure you're following. Stay up to date. You know what to do. And, you know, here we are. Episode 32. Thinking of some 32 things.
32. 32 in Spanish.
Okay. Is that going to be your new thing?
I mean, for the ones I know, at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, would there be any that you wouldn't know?
Once we get up around, like, the hundreds, I think.
Okay.
You might lose me.
Well, we're just going to have to enroll you in some classes or something, or download Duolingo.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Shout out.
Shout out. Sponsor?
Who knows?
Who knows?
32.
I feel like that's, oh, the 32 Mouseketeers. Or Musketeers.
No, there was only three of them.
There's three, and then there was two, I thought, though.
That still wouldn't be 32. I'm not sure how the story goes, but I don't believe that to be accurate. I'm pretty sure there's always three of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Always three of them, huh?
Yeah, but we're talking about 32.
Well, that's what I was... That's how I was trying to make a 32 connection.
Nah. Bad connection. There are 32 shots in an extended Glock clip.
Okay.
Yeah, with one in the head.
32... Is it like a thing with horses, maybe?
I've never really interacted with horses much. I couldn't
tell you. Something with an animal in 32, I'm sure.
Really?
Well, why wouldn't there be? There's a lot of animals.
I feel like most of them don't make it to 32.
Well, sea turtles make it to... 132.
Well, they're one of the few. Pretty sure most shit lives like maybe 15 years, 20.
No.
Yeah.
What lives 20 years?
I don't fucking know.
Definitely some kind of animal 32 thing.
No, but I don't think so.
Why not?
What were we just talking about?
32.
I feel like it's a measurement of something.
Right, for an animal.
It's a pant size.
It is a pant size. It's a common pant size.
Yeah, there you go.
32.
I don't know how common. It's a little small.
Common enough.
I guess. I don't know.
I've worn a 32 at various points in my life.
I mean, I don't... I probably have too, but, you know.
Well, then there you go. So it's common.
I guess. Whatever. It's a caliber of gun. 32 revolver.
Okay. You could have 32 guns.
If we're going there, yeah, you could have 32 of anything. We have 32 episodes of Welcome Home.
Well, yeah, that's the point behind all this.
Yeah, out now on most major streaming platforms.
Well, there's not 32 of them.
There will be when they hear this.
All right, let's move along into our next quick opening segment, and that is the color of the episode.
All right, I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, so Dolan took the purple mountain majesty, right? Something like that, or majestic motherfucker.
Nope, purple mountain majesty.
Okay.
No motherfuckers.
No motherfuckers.
Nope. Shout out Crayola.
Yeah.
Kid friendly.
Well, I mean, they could be.
Well, they are. We could be, but we're not.
Crayola?
Crayola is, yes.
Kid friendly.
100%.
And that's why you can eat the crayons.
No, not edible. Friendly as in they don't curse on their products and fucking do bad shit. They have cartoon crayons as their mascot.
Right, and if they're kid friendly, then they've probably, you know, looked out for the idea of a kid potentially eating a crayon, thus making the crayons edible.
I don't believe that to be true. I'm pretty sure it's not good to eat crayons. Welcome Home as a podcast does not condone the eating of crayons. I don't know. You feel me? I don't know.
Well, we got 96 crayons to get through. 94 at this point.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing we're going to get through the box of crayons without one of us eating a crayon.
I can promise you it's not going to be me. I'll tell you that much.
Well, if anything, you're the one with a web show of eating things, so...
Well, yeah, but it's not edible things.
Dolan eats a crayon. We've just determined that crayons are edible because Crayola is kid-friendly.
Well, no.
That was your idea. You even, just said that. You came up with that.
If that works, that only means that kids can eat them.
Were you saying because we're not kids anymore, we can't eat them?
100%. Stops at the age of 18.
Get the fuck out of here.
Don't you read the fine print?
Haven't you ever seen Peter Pan?
Not recently.
Me neither. But it doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is, Peter Pan can still eat a crayon because he hangs out with the kids.
No, that's not how that works. You can't just hang out with kids and do kid shit. That's not how that works in the real world.
Well, we're not hanging out with kids either, but that still means we can eat a crayon. By that logic, he's not a kid, but he still does kid things.
No, I disagree.
We are not kids, but we can still eat crayons.
I disagree. I think the lining in your stomach changes after the age of 18 and is no longer able to digest crayon wax. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I can't argue with you. I guess I gotta pick a fucking color.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And here, give me the fucking box.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, give me the box. Close your eyes. Alright. Staying real close to one... Okay, creeping to the middle. You're staying real close to one side, though. Yeah, no, that's the edge of the box. There you go. Getting a full spread. Okay. Okay. Top row back burner.
Brown.
just brown?
Just brown.
Alright. Solid.
Solid poop.
Does it say that on the crown?
No.
No, because they're kid friendly.
No, but, well, poop is friendly, right?
No, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure you don't want kids saying poop either.
Alright, so we got brown. We got cafe.
Okay.
And we got Brune.
Brune. Is that German?
Yeah, it's whatever third language is on the Crayola.
I read the fine print.
Yeah. Okay, so I set off the bat, poop. You know, brown's the color of poop, you turd.
Okay.
So, what brown stuff can you think of?
Backwoods.
Backwoods, Dirt.
Black and Milds.
Black and Milds, good.
Chocolate.
Various colors of wood, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I suppose they have a specific shade, you know, mahogany, oak.
Okay, yeah.
So I won't say that.
Okay. No, those are brown. Definitely various dog furs.
Okay.
Some dogs have fur, hair color as well.
Eye color.
Eye color, yeah.
Shoe color.
Yeah. Skin color.
You said it, not me.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that could be brown.
Rabbits.
Some of them, maybe.
Bears, brown bears.
Brown bears, yeah, grizzlies.
Polar bears.
No, they're white.
Black bears. No,
they're black. They're
black?
Yeah.
Okay. What other kind of bears are brown? Pandas?
Nope, they're black and white.
And red all over.
No, that's the newspaper.
Yeah, color of the episode, everybody. You know it well. Brown.
Yeah, you've seen it a time or two.
All right. Gonna start to move into the next segment of the episode. You know, we got a solid segment up next. You know what segment is up next?
The Reddit referral.
I said that like you didn't know. The Reddit referral.
Oh, you said it like you were trying to trick me.
Why would I try to trick you?
Because why wouldn't I know what's up next?
The trickery comes later, pal. You know that.
God damn it.
Reddit referral.
No.
Reddit referral.
Nope.
Reddit referral.
No.
Yes, sir. Let's start with this one here.
Okay.
Interested to get your thoughts on this and maybe have you offer your own techniques.
Okay.
This one is titled, My Technique to Last Longer When Having Sex.
Nice.
So I'm a dude, and I lost my virginity during that part of my teenage years when I thought it was cool to smoke bongs between classes and draw pot leaves on my notebooks and listen to ska and reggae.
Ah, you lost me. I was about to say, you're right there, but then the ska and reggae part, I don't know.
You don't like reggae?
Reggae's okay sometimes. I can't do too much of it, though.
Really?
No, and I don't even know what the fuck ska is.
I used to like going in the hot tub and listening to reggae and pretending I was in Bermuda.
Yeah, that's something I haven't experienced.
Bermuda or reggae? Hot tub?
The hot tub with reggae.
Oh.
Or Bermuda.
Yeah, you got to set an ambiance for yourself.
Okay.
I would recommend reggae, specifically Eration.
I'll probably do like a YouTube Slow Island Jams playlist or something
like that. I would also recommend ASAP Rocky.
Really?
Yeah. Good hot tub music.
Okay.
At the time, I wasn't sexually experienced, and I was just starting to learn how to please my girlfriend and how to be a decent lay. Anyways, I understood early on that it took longer for my girlfriend to orgasm, and that if I didn't figure out how to hold it, then I would end up coming before my girlfriend had a chance to climax herself most of the time, which wouldn't be fair to her.
Very generous of you.
But then I randomly figured out that when I was getting dangerously close to coming before my girlfriend had orgasmed, if I closed my eyes and pictured Bob Marley sitting on the toilet with his pants around his ankles taking a dump with a joint in one hand and a crusty old Playboy magazine in the other and really focused on that image, then I could last almost indefinitely. I wouldn't ever admit it to anyone I know in real life, but I'm 39 years old, and I still use this trick. And it's still just as effective as it was when I was a teenager.
Well, that's great for you, sir. I salute you, man. You found the code. I, too, will think about other things. Not Bob Marley taking a shit, necessarily. But, you know, just things that aren't sex-related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of get my mind off the current situation, slow down a little bit, and get situated.
You like sing a song in your head, or what do you think about?
That's confidential.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Does the trick, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he figured it out. What do you do?
Me?
Yeah.
I usually just come and then keep going.
All right. There you go. So, like a soldier.
Yeah. I learned early on that having the same issues, in a sense,
Right.
It was better just to lean into it rather than try to fight it.
Interesting. Okay.
So, like, if I'm going to come, then I'm going to come. Doesn't mean I'm done necessarily.
I respect it. I'd be tired.
But no Bob Marley on the toilet.
Bob Marley on the toilet. Not for me.
No, your grandma folding laundry or something?
Something.
Goodness. Well, all right. Let's move to this one here. I shit in the shower. I didn't mean to. I took my dogs for a morning walk. 30 minutes of walking, and I had been letting out farts the whole time. Loud ones, too. No feeling or needing to shit.
Just farting.
Get home, feed them, time to shower before work. Feel a fart come on, nothing else, and I let it rip. It was shit.
Yeah, it was.
Thankfully, it was a loose shit that just went right down the drain, so I didn't have to waffle stomp a summa bitch.
Excuse? I don't know what that means.
You don't know what a waffle stomp is?
No, do you?
I don't.
No. It's not my lane.
I did pinch it off, clean off, and finish the shit in the toilet.
So what happened to the shit that came out?
It just went down the drain. It just said it was a loose shit.
Down what drain?
The shower drain.
Oh, you were in the shower. Okay. Wow. I mean, good for you, I guess. That's a story to tell on the internet.
Let's follow it up with this one quick here.
Alright, what do we got?
I know what that noise was last night, and it wasn't a ghost.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know if I should be proud or ashamed of myself right now, so I'll let y'all be the judge of that.
Okay.
My boyfriend recently moved into an old farmhouse that was built in the 1700s. It's been completely restored, but still has its quirks. The only neighbors within a mile would be the deer and coyotes traveling through the orchards and cornfields. A couple weird things have happened around the house, nothing crazy, but he is a bit concerned about ghosts, and this is the type of place where you would expect such activity.
Okay.
Last night we were laying in bed with the windows open, just enjoying the breeze and absolute silence. No TV, no road noise, nothing. It didn't take long for us to fall asleep. Around 1 a.m., there was a loud noise in the room, and he sits straight up in bed and yells, "What the fuck was that?" I heard it too, and immediately knew what it was.
What was it?
Before I could say a word, he's up with a bright-ass flashlight and goes to check every door and room in the house. He said it came from the hallway and had a very distinct sound no human could make.
Oh, wow.
Finally, he settles back in the bed and proceeds to try to recreate that noise for about 20 minutes before we fall back asleep. I waited until morning to tell him it was a fart.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What? She farted so loud, what? She made her husband think there were ghosts in the house?
Yeah.
God, and then he tried to make the sound. It didn't stink, it just was loud and scary.
I guess, I don't know. Woke him up from his sleep. Had him thinking there was ghosts about.
Nah, there's something going on there. You got some other stories to tell, miss. Because I've never heard a fart that scared me. I don't know what y'all got going on over there.
And let's wrap up with this one here.
Okay.
I picked this one out especially for you. I knew you'd enjoy it and appreciate it.
Alright, let's hear it.
I cried to the Adam Sandler movie Click.
I did too.
I just got done watching Click for the first time in years. Yes, I'm late as fuck, lol, but I figured I should watch it. Now I've seen some sad-ass movies, and I can't believe that this movie made me so sad. I was bawling. I literally couldn't stop the entire time. I was like, this movie is hilarious, but I was like, how is this gonna end? And sure enough, it was so hard to watch. I'm a 21-year-old guy, and I've never cried while watching a movie, and I can't believe this got to me. Ending is sad as fuck, though.
Yeah, it's a sad-ass movie. Made me cry, too, when I watched it, when I was, like, 13. Like, wow, bad John. You feel me? Bad John.
Clicks up there for you in Adam Sandler movies, right?
Yeah, top five.
Top five?
Yeah.
Top five, dead or alive?
Maybe not.
No?
I don't know, I'm thinking about Adam Sandler movies.
Well, we covered that who knows what episode. At some point in the past, you're going to have to go back and dig through, find it. I'm sure it's in the episode descriptions.
Yeah, He's a talented guy, that Adam Sandler.
He's something. That's going to move us right along into our question segment.
Okay. What does the world want to know?
So I did a little twist with these questions.
Okay.
I went online, looked at a couple different sites, found a couple would you rathers to throw at you.
Okay. I like would you rathers.
So let's start with this one.
All right.
Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're told?
Lose the ability to lie, 100%. I don't want to believe everything I'm told. Fuck that. People can lie to me.
Well, yeah. But now you can't lie to people.
That's fine. I don't need to lie.
You sure?
Yeah.
You prepared to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I don't like the way you asked that, but I mean, like...
That's what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, technically, yeah. No. Because I can not say anything and not lie. You feel me? That's not lying. Remaining silent. You feel me?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Losing lying, for sure.
Yeah, I'm on the same side with you on that one. Because people will tell you anything. And if you go around believing everything, you're going to believe a lot of wrong things.
Yeah, it's going to get bad.
Because a lot of people are wrong about a lot of things.
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah, people are wrong more so than they are right most of the time. Takes a lot of wrongs to get a right.
Only takes three lefts.
Next one. Would you rather always hit a red light or always get slow internet after the sun goes down?
Red light. Because it gets dark real early sometimes. So like, if I got slow internet at 5 p.m., I'm fucked. You feel me? But, yeah, for sure.
But you would rather hit every red light you ever come across for the rest of your life.
Yeah. That's it. Extra minute. Then I always have an excuse to be late everywhere I am.
You hit the red light.
Yeah. And, like, people who know me would know that I get every red light. So, you know, they'd be like, listen, there's a lot of these Jones. I don't know what to tell you. You feel me? People are honking behind me. They're pissed off, too. I don't know what to tell you.
Or you could flip it. You knowing you're going to hit every red light, you could adjust for such.
No.
I mean, for me, I guess you got to define slow internet.
Like iPhone 3.
I feel like that wasn't that slow.
Well, at its time it wasn't, but now it is.
Well, now it is, but...
Right. We're talking about now. Like, you have an iPhone 3 right now. After the sun goes down.
Yeah, but for when the sun's up, you're cool. I think I would take that under that kind of parameter.
I feel like slow Wi-Fi really would piss you off.
Well, yeah, but...
Because, like, you can't, like, streaming shit wouldn't happen. You feel me? You wouldn't be able to play online games.
Well, it's just after the sun goes down.
When do you do most of your game playing?
Well, that's...
While the sun's down.
I could just make, you know, an adjustment...
Yeah, slow Wi-Fi is a killer now.
I think I would take the slow Wi-Fi after dark.
Really?
I don't think I could deal with hitting a red light every time for the rest of my life. Like, I just wouldn't go anywhere.
Well, and, like, I can always turn right on red.
Yeah, if you need to go right, sure.
Yeah, adjust my route a little bit. Take more rights.
You're just going to goddamn square, then. You're not going anywhere.
I'm not only taking rights.
Well, right.
And I also can theoretically run them still just because the light is red.
Yeah, and run it right into traffic, I guess. Just because it's a red light doesn't mean there isn't oncoming traffic.
Well, yeah, that depends on the circumstance. Oh. But I wouldn't have to stop at every single red light just because the light was red.
Moving on to the last one here.
Okay.
Would you rather always have the urge to pee or always wear a diaper?
Probably wear a diaper. I hate having to pee.
Yeah.
That's why I pee when I have to pee.
Wow. Now, you don't necessarily have to pee, but you just have the urge to pee.
Yeah, I don't like that even more.
Yeah.
It honestly is making me have to pee right now thinking about it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't like that.
About to get wet and wild on Welcome Home.
No. Not on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to side with you there again. I just... The urge to pee is just so inconvenient.
Yeah.
It's just so annoying.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. Like, if I'm wearing a diaper, that doesn't mean I have to use it.
No.
I just have to wear it.
All right.
But, yeah, I mean, I feel like it wouldn't be great to wear a diaper either, but definitely wouldn't want to always have the urge to pee.
No. Fuck no.
Fuck no. All right. So that's going to wrap up our question segment here on episode 32 of Welcome Home, a little Would You Rather edition. And that's going to bring us into our last segment.
Okay.
One of our newest segments.
Right.
Our most exciting by far.
Dun da da da.
Dun da da
da. Dun da da
da. That's right, everybody. It is time for this, this, or that. And I have a fantastic edition here for you today, Dolan. It's this, this, or that featuring fish and flowers.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know much about either.
You don't?
Nope.
But do you think you could identify what sounds like a fish and what sounds like a flower and what sounds like I made up?
I hope so.
I don't. So we're going to go in. We're going to see who comes out. This, this, or that.
What's the cash prize?
It's $50 million if you hit all eight for any of them. Any episode if you go perfect.
Okay.
All right. First one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A yarrow.
Okay.
A bistel.
Okay.
An Asian arowana.
Okay.
What is an Asian arowana?
Sounds made up.
What is a yarrow?
Sounds like a fish.
What is a bistel? A flower, obviously.
Yeah, it has to be a flower.
0 for 3.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, there goes 50 mil.
There goes, hey, got it out of the way early. You know, now that's not going to be a burden for you.
Yeah.
All right, so an Asian arowana is a fish.
Really?
Yeah.
I swear you made that up. Sounds like Asian marijuana.
It does. A yarrow is a flower.
Really?
And a bistel, I made up.
Like a Brita filter.
Sure, but it doesn't exist. All right, so not a great first one, but we're going to redeem it here, right?
Yeah, let's see what we got here.
We have a jampia, a borage, a neon tetra. What is a borage?
Made up.
What is a jampia?
Fish.
And a neon tetra is a flower?
Yeah.
0 for 3 again.
Good. Good. All right. We're keeping it consistent.
Man, swinging at air right now.
Yeah.
So a neon tetra is a type of fish.
Really?
A borage is a flower.
Okay.
And a jampia is made up. Moving along, what are some of your early thoughts with this first two? You know, you're feeling like...
I'm not feeling good at all.
Not feeling good at all. You're not feeling like a little groove coming on?
No.
No?
Not at all. All
right, well, let's see if that theory holds up.
All right.
A barramundi. A black-eyed Susan. A gillop. What is a barramundi?
A fish.
What is a black-eyed Susan?
A fish. Can I switch? Barramundi's a flower.
Okay.
Susan's a fish. The other John was made up. Final answer.
Shouldn't have locked that in, pal.
Ah.
You would have had it. A barramundi is a fish.
Really?
A black-eyed Susan is a flower.
Really? That's what I was gonna fucking say.
You almost did.
Oh my god. See? And that's why I tell you guys never second guess yourselves.
Remember, hey, you should last time you almost second guessed yourself, you didn't, and you got them all right.
Oh my fucking god.
This time, second guess yourself, and if you didn't, you would have gotten them all right. It's all right. We got one, and to be fair, you had the right idea, you just didn't lock it in correctly. Let's move on to this one here.
Okay.
A nimkle, a Kandrew, a blue mink.
Okay.
What is a blue mink?
Fish.
What is a nimkle?
Flower.
And a Kandrew is made up?
Yes.
Mm.
Mm.
Mm-mm.
0 for 3.
Ah. Swing and a miss. See, now you got the yips at this point. You know, you had it, and now you just lost it. You know, you were going to get it back.
Yeah. I don't know what yips means, but yeah.
Well, it means like... A Kandrew is a fish. A blue mink is a flower.
Really? Are they pretty?
Probably, yeah.
Sounds pretty.
I mean, I just saw it briefly when I had to look up flower names. And a nimkle I made up. All right, so now this is our halftime here through the first four. Not doing great.
No.
You had a perfect one.
Almost.
Switched it up. You feeling better about the back nine?
Nope.
No?
Not at all.
Okay. I think you'll get two perfect ones.
That's real considerate of you.
I think you're only going to have one 0 for 3 on the back nine. How about that?
Hey, listen, man. Let's see.
A turbot, a crown imperial, a red swallow.
That's a bird, isn't it?
What?
A red swallow?
I don't know, is it?
So, whatever.
Or is it a flower?
No, it's not a flower.
Is it a fish?
No.
It's made up?
Yeah.
Okay. Crown imperial.
That's a fish.
And a turbot's a flower.
It's gotta be.
It doesn't have to be if it's a fish.
Oh.
So, 1 for 3 there.
Okay.
Red swallow I did make up.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you were gonna say, oh, is that a bird? I think it is. But then, you know, I thought maybe I could throw enough confusion out there to make you think it might be a fish or a flower.
No.
But good on that one. A turbot is a fish, and a crown imperial is a flower.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Okay. So far, my prediction's accurate.
Okay. 1 for 3.
Of the next 3, you're going to get 2 of them perfect, but you're going to strike out completely.
Let's see.
A greater amberjack.
Okay.
A yellow archangel.
Okay.
A hash drill.
Okay.
What is a hash drill?
A flower.
What is a yellow archangel?
Made up.
And a greater amberjack?
Is a fish.
1 for 3.
Really?
Greater amberjack is a fish. Yellow archangel is the flower.
See, archangel sounds like...
a flower.
No, it sounds like some weird shit from like a video game or something.
Yeah, it might be. Or it might be a flower.
I guess.
And hash drill is made up. Next one here.
Alright, well, your parlay is done for.
It is, yeah. Because you couldn't fuck up enough.
Yeah.
But these next two, you know, you're going to get perfect. So here we go.
Oh, well, alright.
A godisha. A bassa. A zebra stripe cantry.
Zebra stripe cantry is a fish. That's the one from Finding Nemo with the scar.
A godisha?
Is a a flower.
And bassa is made up?
Yes.
1 for 3.
Fuck!
Bassa is the fish.
What?
Godisha is the flower.
Really?
And zebra-striped cantry I made up.
Fuck! Whatever.
Alright, last one.
Alright.
Still went 1 for 3.
Yeah, on everyone.
Here's the perfect.
All right, we'll see.
A gilt-headed bream.
Okay.
A hyssop.
Mm-hmm.
Or an odsum.
Okay.
What is a gilt-head bream?
Fish.
What is a hyssop?
Flower.
And an odsum is made up?
Yeah.
And there's your perfect.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Gilt-head bream is a fish.
It's the one from SpongeBob who screams my leg.
Hyssop is a flower.
Okay.
An oddsum I made up.
I fucking knew it.
There you go. Ending with a perfect. Okay.
All right. Not bad.
Not bad. Could have been worse. It was a rough first couple.
First seven.
But you found your place.
In the eighth one.
And that's going to start to bring a close to episode 32 of Welcome Home. We thank you for joining us for not only this fantastic journey, but our 31 previous fantastic journeys. If you haven't tuned in, be sure to check out previous episodes on your favorite streaming platform. Make sure you're subscribed out there. Hit the link down below. It's going to connect you with all things 812 Media Productions. That includes our YouTube, which we have new stuff coming out every day of the week. Make sure you're subscribed on there, share and tell a friend. It's going to connect you to our partner, Smooth My Balls. Use our code 812HOMIES, get your balls smooth. It'll connect you to our Patreon. $2 of your support could help support the dream. We really thank you and appreciate it. Your support is what's going to help us drive, get bigger, better, and bring you guys more of what you love and more of what you want. And it's going to link you to all our socials. Make sure you're following us. Stay up to date with all things 812. We had a fantastic episode. Episode 32. The color was brown. We talked about fish. We talked about flowers. Dolan, talk about some send-off advice.
I gave you guys a sneak peek in the last segment, but you know, just never second-guess yourself. If you feel like something's right in your stomach, go for it. And, you know, even if it doesn't work out, you had the best intentions. Short and sweet for you.
Short and sweet. All right. Be sure to check out all the content that we're offering you guys. Stay tuned for episode 33. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Welcome home.
This episode has been brought to you by 812 Media Productions.